Here's a thought I'll title, To Prime or Not to Prime. And it's taking all of my willpower to end that title without saying, that is the question. And I'm talking about lenses, of course, prime lenses, particularly versus zoom lenses. And there's no question that prime lenses throughout at least recent history have a reputation for being superior in comparison to zoom lenses. The most expensive lenses are often the very best primes. Prime lenses are typically faster, often sharper. And I know many photographers swear by prime lenses. And if you're one of those who's a real fan of prime lenses, well, good for you. There are some definite advantages to them. But it's not all sunshine and May pony rides when it comes to prime lenses, because there's a couple of disadvantages, one of which in particular I find very persuasive, even though it's not particularly obvious. That idea that persuades me convincingly is how we choose to crop. With a prime lens, you would typically have to choose the wider lens than maybe you perfectly need for the shot you're trying to get. And so in order to move closer to the subject, you either have to walk closer, which isn't always possible, or you have to crop closer. That is to say, throw away some pixels around the edges to essentially crop into the composition that you really want. So even though you've purchased a very expensive, high-megapixel camera with lots of resolution and detail, every time in processing an image in Lightroom or Photoshop or whatever, and you crop some of that image away, you are throwing away pixels and essentially settling for a lower resolution image than you think you are getting from your high-megapixel camera and super-sharp prime. The alternative with a zoom lens is you optically crop. By simply turning the focal length control on the lens, you magnify the image optically, but the process of optical cropping does not throw away any pixels. If you have a 25-megapixel camera, you're going to end up with a 25-megapixel image. And all of the sensor's capability of rendering detail will be preserved. It's unarguable that your lens won't be as fast, because zoom lenses are never as fast as prime lenses, at least not that I'm aware of. And zooming in optically means you're using a longer focal length, which introduces stability issues that have to be paid attention to. You're either going to have to use a tripod or something that's going to hold the camera perfectly stable, because camera movement at longer focal lengths becomes more of a problem. No question about that. But the trade-off between having a really sharp prime lens and then cropping and processing, compared to having a really sharp zoom lens and cropping optically in the field, it's not a contest. In my experience, the zoom lens is going to outperform the cropped prime lens every time, with the single caveat that it depends on how much you're cropping. If you're making a 20-inch print and you crop a half an inch off the edges, well, that's probably going to imply a prime lens being better because you're not cropping very much. But if you use a prime lens and then crop half of the pixels away, I bet the zoom lens is going to win that sharpness contest every time. I think also there's one other small issue that comes to play in this discussion, and that is today's modern computer-aided designs of zoom lenses make today's zoom lenses far, far better than their distant cousins from 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Back then, zoom lenses, I think, really did suffer, and a prime lens was visibly sharper, and not by a little bit. So professional photographers in the 1970s, for example, almost never used a zoom lens because they simply weren't that good. But compare that to today, with the zoom lenses, with the latest computer-aided designs and manufacturing tolerances, and I think today's zoom lenses compete very well with prime lenses. So if you're in the process of expanding your lens kit, you might want to think carefully about where you would rather do your cropping, in post-processing where you're throwing away pixels, or in the field where you are optically cropping and preserving all those high-resolution pixels that your camera is capable of providing.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.